Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable, a Wood Elf production with your hosts, Mark, Bob, and Wade. This week, the triune of truculence bend their minds to the modern-day Pandora's box that is Bob's fridge. Please prepare to hold thy gorge and enjoy the show.
Hey guys, welcome to the Distractable Podcast. Here we discuss anything that interests us and compete to see who can bring the most captivating stories to the table. Whoever brings the best story, as judged by yours truly, will be declared the winner of the podcast and will earn the right to host next week's episode and play the role of a judge. Being as I, you know, killed it last week, I get to host this week. And I am Wade Barnes, joined by my lovely, beautiful co-hosts, Mark Fishbach and Bob Myskins. Hey, guys.
You almost forgot how to say my name, didn't you?
I did.
I could tell.
I was like, Bob.
You really take on a fascinating cadence when you do the intros. Like, I won't criticize it because like it does work, but it's just... It's very bouncy.
All right, you want me to try it again? Here we go.
I don't want you to try it again.
Hey guys, podcast time. I'm Wade, this is Mark and Bob. Let's go.
I hope someday we're like hanging out or just like doing something really casual and everyone's being normal. And at some point, Wade is just like, whoa, guys. Hey, he just like starts the cadence and everyone is like, wait, why are you reading a script right now?
So let me tell you about this story I experienced last week when I went to the grocery store and had to buy milk.
Who wants to play some beer pong? Let's get the cups ready. Line them up. I'm ready to play.
House rules. Bounces are two cups. You can swap, but only on a bounce. Blowing is allowed.
I feel like I'm slowly devolving into game show host version of John Wayne. All right there, pilgrims. Welcome to Distractable.
This just happened. Do you ever laugh or talk and the voice that comes out of you scares your own self?
Yes.
My voice is like a little hoarse and I just laughed and my whole body was like, whose laugh was that? What the hell? Whoa, man.
Have you ever felt like a spider wave of saliva in your throat and you go to speak and it like blocks your vocals and you sound like something completely different and you're like, oh, and then you go, oh, but it's still there blocking. You're like, oh, no, and you're really scared. And then like the bubble pops and you're like, oh, I'm back.
Yeah, no, I have that a lot. But what if it actually is just like you're so funny at one point, the demon standing behind you chuckles.
Wait, what?
So we're not even into the episode yet. Have you guys ever heard a voice, like if you're laying in bed, you're trying to fall asleep, have you ever heard a voice that wasn't your voice in your head? Does that happen to you?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
The thing that happens to me sometimes is I'll just be like almost asleep and then like my body is just like, you're gonna die one day and it's gonna be terrible. And I'm like, oh God, I'm awake. But like, it still sounds like me, but it's like Dick Wade.
Okay, I only ever hear my own voice like 99% of the time. But I was trying to fall asleep the other night and I was just thinking about the day and like, you know, whatever, something stressed me out. I don't know. And I was just laying there and I heard, it sounded like it came from across the room. It was not Mandy. She was asleep. I just heard a voice that said exactly what I was thinking, that was like, that's not something you need to be upset about. Like it was my mom or something, but it wasn't it wasn't anyone's voice that I recognized. It was just like a woman's voice. Yeah. I didn't sleep for like a few hours after that because my entire body was just like, what the fuck? Is that a thing that happens to other people normally? Am I weird?
I mean, I've had it happen all the time. It's either an auditory hallucination or it's just your brain just being like, here's a voice randomly. Ooh. But no, I've had that. I've had people whisper like inches from my ear when I'm like either waking up or I'm going straight to bed. And it'll just be someone saying hello and it'll be like, fucking Christ.
I don't like that. That's bad.
Doors opening and closing. I hear it all the time. Yeah.
I've like felt my grandma's hand on my shoulder. My grandma who passed away in like 2005. Occasionally I'll like smell her perfume, or like she was a smoker, so sometimes like I could smell the smoke or something, but I'll feel her hand on my shoulder like a guardian angel type thing.
Weird.
I wouldn't like that. I would turn around and be like, fuck off, grandma.
Like in moments of extreme stress, or like there's been moments like where I'm driving and someone will swerve at me. Like obviously we got hit by the semi, but like other than that, there's been a few moments where like something I should not have seen, I'll like just barely dodge and I'll feel like she like pushed my hands to help me turn away from it or something, which is really weird.
No, that was her grasping out at you from the beyond. Like, you're coming to me now. Oh, just missed
missed you.
Oh, God. She was pulling the other way. Like, oh, die, die. Come back to me.
Oh, I'll get you next time.
Some douchebag uncle that always hated you pops up, and grandma's trying to save you, and the uncle's like, nah, come on. Stare him into it. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
You want to visit with your grandson, don't you? Come on, I'll bring him to see you.
All of this supernatural discussion has me excited for today's topic, which is delivery.
Oh, right, yeah. Right. Topical.
What a segue.
Delivering you to the beyond as fast as possible. Gotcha, I understand.
We're kind of cheating a little bit today because our topic comes, I feel like it's already kind of a biased topic, but Bob had a heck of an experience and we're so excited. Mark and I were so excited to hear how happy he was about it.
Yeah.
That we had to change our topic last minute.
Yeah.
From a very other good one that we definitely had planned in advance to delivery.
Bob, if you're ready, I will yield my time to you if you want.
Well, so yeah, so are you going to try and compete with this, Mark, or are we just
No, okay. I'm going to let that roll. I have something else for it, but I want to hear this.
I still reserve the right to points where I want them.
God, the authority is just leaking out of you.
Hey, I'm in charge and I can stumble stutter my way through a sentence if I want to. This is my episode. Maybe it was my uncle trying to shut me up. He was shoving a ghost sock in my mouth right there.
All right, yeah, I yield. I yield my time.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Mint Mobile for details.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Guys, I found another subscription. It's not even one. They keep coming.
What? That's crazy.
But that's okay, because I could use Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money can help you have full control over subscriptions, have a clear view of your expenses.
If there's anything in there that says, like, hey, please cancel this for me, don't press it.
I'm going to go press all of those buttons. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/distractible. That's rocketmoney.com/distractible. rocketmoney.com/distractible. You should get that, Mark. It's probably important.
Oh, no way.
All right. This is a story about a new refrigerator. We got a deal on it. Honestly, we saved $1,000 on it because it was a big sale, and I'm pretty proud of that. But I want to preface this by saying this is a very first world problem. So with all your, I hear everyone out there thinking like, oh, my new refrigerator didn't go so smooth.
How dare you? I listen to this podcast on my iPhone.
Shut up.
And I can't even afford a refrigerator.
Shut your mouth. I know it's a first world problem. So Manny and I we live in a new house. We recently bought a house, which is very exciting but stressful. And the refrigerator in our house, it kept things cold. It's gone now. He's dead, so I don't have to talk about him in the present tense. Kept things cold, but it was stanky.
He's dead.
He's dead. He got taken away. He's unplugged. He's dead. He's going to go get crushed up.
Was your refrigerator a person?
I don't know. It's kind of an asshole, so.
Just like a cadaver that you stored things in?
Just an old man in the back turning a crank, like, I'll keep your food cold for you. Just let me live back here.
If I'd shower, I wouldn't stink so bad. Let me shower.
That old man in the back is probably why the food that came out of that thing was so freaking stanky. I don't know. I don't know what happened. And, like, it's just an old fridge. It's not like, I'm not saying anything about the person who lived here before us, but the water that came out of it, the ice, the food, it just had a stank. Cleany didn't fix it. The baking soda and the thing didn't fix it. So we got a new one. And, like, that's pretty exciting. A new fridge is exciting. You know no one has stored their dog semen in it before?
That is a very specific qualification.
I'm not saying that I know I've lived in a house with a fridge where there was dog semen stored in it. I'm just saying if you live in a rental especially, you don't know what was in that fridge before.
You know, he's got a point, man.
Well, I decide
is
that.
Is there any amount of cleaning that makes it okay for you to eat a piece of lunch meat that fell out of the bag and touched the shelf where once in years past a little vessel of dog semen sat? I don't know if that's okay. I don't know.
It's like the same equivalent of you have no idea what went on in your hotel bed.
Yeah.
Like you have no idea what kind of freaks were in there just before you, what kind of fluids were flinging all over the walls.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Careful what you lick in a hotel room. That's all I'm saying.
You know me. I lick every corner of the room. I have to as soon as I walk into a room.
That's how it feels like home. That's how you adjust. So we're excited about this new fridge.
Yeah, good.
So it was supposed to be delivered 9 days ago, and I bought it like 2 weeks ago now. They took my money happily, and they were like, yeah, yeah, we'll give you a fridge. And I was like, okay, and left like an idiot.
Did you get to pick it out, or did they just tell you they'd bring you one?
Yeah, no, I told them which one I wanted, and they were like, sure, silver one, got it.
Oh, okay, good.
We'll send it right over.
Yeah, yeah.
So the initial delivery is scheduled. So the guys show up. Honestly, the first guy, well, I spoiled some of it, but the first team that showed up to deliver our refrigerator,
the first
they show up and they assess the house. Our front door is real big, but there's a little door that goes in the kitchen that you can't bring the fridge through. So he like looks at the garage and finally he decides, okay, we got to drag this thing. We have a big back sliding door. We got to drag this thing around the side of the house through the side yard and then in the back door. That's the way it'll fit easiest. And so we have two side yards because I'm filthy rich.
Mm-hmm.
not a one side yard house. We got two whole side yards. And they decide to go through the really narrow one, which becomes an issue later, which we'll get to. And so they go through this whole thing that I don't know what appliances, what happens to them, but they're packed like if outside air touches them, they will combust.
What?
Appliances are, I don't know if you guys have ever seen a brand new appliance. It comes in a full like plastic wrap, like fully vinyl wrapped. And then there's like foam padding on the corners and above that. And then there's another layer of like strapped on padding or cardboard. And then there's another layer of like a wrapping around that. And then there's a box around that. So when they show up to bring it, it takes them like 10 minutes to get the thing down off the truck and cut the outer layers of packaging off to get it ready to bring it inside. And so they go through this whole thing. And once they decide they're going to bring it through the smaller side yard, the narrow side yard, I look at it and I'm like, I don't think that's going to fit, guys. And he looks at it and he measures it. And he's like, no, it'll fit. And I'm standing there and I'm like, I really don't think that's going to fit. But like, this is their job. It's fine. Just do what you're going to do. Which again, like an idiot, I assumed that they would know how to do their job. And so they start dragging it. They bring it up the driveway. They start trying to get it through the gate. There's like a gate that swings open. And the gate is swung all the way open up against the gas meter. The gas meter is behind the gate. And you hope, like, ideally they'd like slide it right through. It fits. And they keep going, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get it up. And it does that thing where they try to move it through and it just goes thunk. And it's like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, whoa, whoa. And like the delicate parts are all still wrapped. So it's still like padded. But I just see like it's not quite going to fit. Like it's like an inch too big.
Yeah.
And the guys are there and they're like, no, it's going to fit. And it goes from the soft dunk to like they're finagling it. The way it goes through the gate, the back of the fridge is scraped up the whole gate. Each little step they're taking, the fridge on the fence is just like, and I'm standing here watching just like, okay. And like it finally it gets through and I look at it. There's no damage. Everything's fine. It was just sort of rubbing on the gate. I think it was fine, but so this is how it starts. And they get it through. They get all the way to the backyard before they're about to bring it inside the house. And I look at the front of it and there's a huge dent.
Oh.
It's not huge. Okay. Maybe it's a 2-inch-ish around dent, but I look at it and I'm like, that's a dent. And the guy does that thing where he looks and he's like, it's not a dent. These things are padded. It's fine. And I like touch it. And I'm like, no, dude, that's a dent. It's clearly a dent. And he like licks his thumb and rubs it. And like, now that'll buff out.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, what a method.
And so and finally I convinced the dude. I'm like, it's a dent. And he's like, well, do you want us to install it or not? I'm like, no, I don't want a brand new refrigerator. I just paid a shit ton of money for. To have a dent on it. Like, I want a new one out of the box. I paid a lot of money for this fucking thing. And like, he does that thing that like, and I've totally been there. I've worked jobs like this. He does that, gives me that look when I'm like, no, I don't, take it back. Like, I don't want it. Fix this. He's like, okay, we can fix it. In a more respectful tone, he says whatever he says, but his eyes are saying that, you know? He looks right at me. And his head flops over, and he's just like, yeah, fine, we'll put it back on the truck. Thanks. And man, did they not give a fuck about that fridge once it was damaged. So how it barely fit through the gate the first time. On the way out, they were just like, gosh, like, get it out. Fuck, get out of here. Like, man, I thought they damaged my gate. Like, Jesus. And they got it out of there, and they were just like, well, take it back and they'll call you. And they drove off in a huff. And I thought that was that. Now, let me say, this is going to be the end of Act 1. These guys did a great job compared to the second group of delivery people. Like, I miss them.
Oh, no.
I wish they would have been the guys who delivered the fridge today. Because, of course, this happened this morning. Because, of course, it did. I long for their great handling of everything that occurred. But yeah, so they're gone, and you think like, okay, that exchange is over, right?
Yeah.
There's a fallout to that exchange that I can't understand how this happened. So Manny and I wake up the next morning after that initial delivery where it was dented, and we asked him to take it back. The house is freezing. We live in Northern California, right? So it got down to like 45 degrees that night. Mm-hmm. And we usually leave the heat on kind of low. So when we wake up, it's not like in the 40s. It's like maybe 65 degrees, whatever. We woke up and the house was like completely unheated. Nothing at all. That's weird. I look at the thermostat. Thermostat says it's on. Went to like take a shower, use the sinks. No hot water at all. And we're just like, what the fuck? That's so weird. None of the natural gas things in our house were working. Somehow our gas line had been damaged. And of course, right away, Mandy was like, well, those delivery guys were here yesterday. Did they do something? Oh. And I was like, no, what would they have done? They were only wedging a heavy fridge through a gate that was leaning up against our gas meter. What would they have done? And I'm looking around. I'm looking at the water heater. I'm looking at the HVAC system like, man, this is so fucking weird. I'm trying to like relight the pilot light in the HVAC and like, and I come back in and she's like, you should look at like the gate area. Like those guys had to have done something. And I went and I looked. And like, it's not obviously damaged, and I smell, there's no like gas leaking or whatever. It doesn't seem bad, but clearly it's not working. Mm-hmm. Apparently in California, on a lot of gas meters, as a safety precaution, they put something on there that's called an earthquake detector. And if it detects a rumble, if it detects a shaking, it shuts off the gas to the entire house.
Oh.
And I guess it's sensitive enough that two guys slamming a heavy wooden gate into it and a couple hundred pound fridge into it was enough that it was like, nope, no more gas, shutting that down.
They delivered a fridge so violently, your house thought it was an earthquake?
Yes.
All right, cool. Just wanted clarity.
And this was the good team.
Yeah, they did a great job. I love those guys.
Okay. All right. Just checking off my notes here. Got it.
All right. So, okay. And so finally we get that resolved after like a day of me. I had like called an HVAC company and was like, you guys gotta fix this. And they were like, okay, we could have a guy there in a week. And I was like, what? I just told you we don't have natural gas. It's like 50 degrees outside. Like, can you get hurry up a little? Does anyone, you know, volunteer to give me a spot in line or something? And she's like, no, we'll see you in a week. And I like, that was the best solution I had until we figured out the whole thing.
Can we call this to the cold man? Can we make a series?
Oh, well, hey, there's some flooding. Don't even worry, man. This is a whole saga.
This was this morning?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
No fucking idea, man. Okay, so this middle act is kind of quiet, right? So the natural gas thing happened. And then there's a whole week where every day I'm calling the store to be like, hey, you guys tried to deliver us a fridge and it was dented and like you took it back. Like, when do we get the next one? Like, when can we get an idea? I spent an hour and 17 minutes on the phone to the store. I went back and looked because I was shocked, and I never spoke to a human a single time. I mean, it's Lowe's. I don't fucking care. We're not sponsored by Lowe's. It's Lowe's, right? It's like a big appliance, hardware, home improvement store.
Yeah.
There's like 50 people, I don't know, 20 people, however many that work there. I was calling a specific department where there's supposed to be a person. I called 11 times. Over the entire course of a day, every time I had a spare 5 minutes, I'd call and be like, maybe I'll get someone now. And I didn't talk to a person the whole day. And their phone loop goes, you call an automated system, ask who you want to connect to. The phone rings in the department you call for a solid 5 minutes. Then you're connected back to the automated service who just does the exact same shit and reconnects you to the same phone that rings for another 5 minutes. And then after you do that a third time, when the phone stops ringing, it just goes boop and hangs up. And that's it.
Do you think they've got like a system in place where they saw who was calling? And it's like the delivery guy put a note on your file and it was like dented fridge guy. And they're like, don't take that one. We're not taking that call.
I don't know, man.
I would love for that to be the case. I mean, just with everything these days, it's exactly that. And it was like me trying to call my pharmacy for a prescription I needed was that exact thing. Except plus they have this 5 minute long like COVID vaccine disclaimer that is at the beginning of every call. And I get it. Very important for people to know, and I get they probably have a lot of people calling like, when can I get it or where can I get it, stuff like that, and the information all needs to be presented. But I just need to talk to my pharmacist about a prescription, and it's the same thing. Loop through to the pharmacy, it rings, goes back to the machine, it goes back to the department, rings three times, and then the same boot. I know that boot. Boop, 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 boop. Yeah. Done. The same thing.
I get that, like, if you're not reaching someone, there has to be like an endpoint. They don't just want you to infinitely. But God, like, get an answering machine or something. Like, fuck. Seinfeld had an answering machine.
Yeah, it did. That's true.
How does Lowe's not have an answering machine? Even if you don't check it.
I always feel like people exaggerate when they say how long they deal with these automated systems, but I know I've been in the exact same boat. It is just a fact of life that if you have to call a business, expect to have 3 hours of your day just
aren't they supposed to save time? That's what I don't get. They're supposed to save time.
Their time, not ours.
Not your time. Saves time because no one on the other end has to even answer it. You get so frustrated, you give up, and they're like, oh, thank God, and we didn't have to talk to that person.
In the olden days, God, am I fucking old?
Like, what get off my lawn.
Just like when there was music playing, at least you had something to listen to, and you knew you were waiting, and you could put it on speakerphone and back that. You didn't have to go over, rush over like, the pharmacy! I want to talk to the pharmacy! Did you hear me? Pharmacy!
I reached that point. I hope they record that with the automated system. The first time I'm like, I'm trying to reach like appliances. And then they'd be like,
connecting you to appliances.
And like the sixth time I was like, fucking appliances. And she was like, boo-doo-doo,
connecting you to appliances.
Can you imagine if like 911 had an automated system like that?
For class one emergencies, press one. For class two emergencies, press two. Stay on the line if this is a major emergency.
What's your problem?
I'm bleeding! Boop, boop,
boop. Connecting you two.
For bleeding, try calling 911 and your extension will be 67942.
Have you guys ever experienced this? There are a couple places, I think Lexi's Vet and somewhere else that I call have like the same hold system. They have the same music. And I always get put on hold when I have to talk to these people. And literally, it's like in my head, like, like, and every time it comes on, my brain is just like, drama. God, like, at least get a playlist. How hard is it to get like 10 songs and have a playlist for your hold music? It's the same 2.5 minute long shit, and it's the same song the whole time. There's not even like a difference. It's like two sections. There's an A and a B. And they're not even that different.
Yeah, I'm like, they're like, we'll play some relaxing music, and it's at max volume.
Yeah, and then the person that answers the phone is like whispering, and you can't hear them at all because you've been listening to blaring music for half an hour.
You have the music on, and you turn it way down, and then a person gets on, and they're like, and you're like, fuck, God damn it. A fucking headache from your 38,000 decibel hold music. Now I can't hear you. I want some chicken sandwiches.
And they're either so pleasant it makes you more mad because you've been waiting so long, or they're just like so nonchalant. Like, there's no in between. They're either way too nice or way too apathetic. There's no in between.
Yeah, I once called when they had, you know how we value your call, but it was someone at the place that recorded that. So they picked up the phone like,
we value your call. Please keep waiting.
Like, legitimately, like, they just stopped mid-bite to say this.
Oh, I left that out. So in the cycle that I was caught in, that was part of it. As the phone is ringing for like 5 minutes, in the middle of that, there's a computer voice that comes on and is like, we really value your call. We're trying our best to answer it. And then it goes back to ringing. And like, I probably started talking to that dumb piece of shit.
I would love if all these different companies recorded like all of that so we could just hear playback of everyone getting so fed the fuck up with waiting that we just hear them like,
yeah, you value my fucking comp, I value my foot up your ass, stupid computer.
You know Amazon is recording all the things from Alexa, so you know they've got all that somewhere.
It's out there, man. It's on the cloud, man.
It's going to be leaked one day, and we're going to have a really fun listen.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are multiple days of that. Suffice it to say, finally, we learn that we're going to get a refrigerator. It's going to come. It's going to come 9 days after it was initially supposed to be there. Whatever. But fine. Like, you know what? Fine. It's just, it's not like we needed it right away. It's just a refrigerator. We'll get it and it'll be fine. So that leads us to this morning, which initially we were supposed to get together earlier this morning. And when we were setting that up, I was like, I don't know. I got this thing. I'm going to be busy. I'll let you guys know. And last night they sent me a message. A text message that was like, expect your delivery between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. tomorrow. And I was like, okay, that's a 4-hour window. So it'll probably come at the least convenient part, but like I'll set that window aside. That'll be fine. And this morning I was literally on a call with you guys. We were getting ready to do exactly what we're doing right now. And my phone starts ringing and it's like a local number, which I know means it's the delivery guys. An hour and 40 minutes before they're supposed to be at my house, it's the delivery guys. And I pick it up and he's like,
we'll be there in 10 minutes.
And I'm like, why did the system tell me 11 to 3 then? And he's like,
I don't know, sir. We're on our way.
And I'm like, this is incredibly inconvenient. Can you come at the time that you're scheduled? And he was like,
nope, we're on our way.
And I literally, to you guys, I was like, okay, I gotta go, I guess. We'll do this later, right? Okay, bye. Schedules are for nerds. So that's how it starts. And they show up and the guy, of course, I mean, I'm sure customers all the time try and tell these dudes like, oh, this is the deal. Here's what you should do. And they're like, no. I know what I need to do. He gets there and I'm like, okay, so we already tried to deliver this. You guys can't come in through the front. There's a door that it won't fit through. So you kind of have to go around back. I'll show you. And he's like, what do you mean we can't come in through the front? And I'm like, I mean, we've been here. Literally, I did this 9 days ago. I'm just saving you some time. It won't fit. And he's like, nah, let me measure it. And like, fine. But also, like, fuck you. Like, goddamn. So he comes in and he looks and he measures the little door into the kitchen. He measures the garage door and he looks at me. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's definitely not going to fit through here. And I look at him and I'm like, do you want to see the side yard? This has already been over a week of me being pissed at these people for not communicating and being pissed at the first guys for the gas line thing. I'm not being rude, but I'm already on this fuse of like, just put it in. Just give us the fridge and get out of here. I'm busy. And so I show him the side yard. And so I don't know how to take care of a yard yet. Manny and I have never lived in a place where we had to take care of the whole yard. We have like a fenced in yard here. The side yard is grassy. It's not supposed to be there, but you know how it's like weeds basically, right? And they grew really tall. I haven't touched them. We don't really go over there. I haven't taken care of it. If I was a good responsible homeowner, I would have like trimmed all that grass or I don't know, sprayed weed killer or something. We get over there. It's just grass, right? It's grass, tall grass. We get over there and he's like, oh, I hope we can get through here. As we're casually strolling through this 3-foot tall, dead, thin grass, he's like, I don't know, can you trim this? And I was like, well, I thought I had an hour and a half before you were going to be here. That was on my list. It's too late now. But yes, he makes every fucking thing that happens. This dude is like, oh, God. Oh, I don't know. And I'm like, just bring the fridge. So I open the gate to the side thing, and they brave the jungle that is our side yard. After they spend 20 minutes cutting all of the 7 layers of packaging off the fridge out in the street, they come and they drag it around. And so we have a fridge in there and it already has a water line because it has an ice maker. And so you have to take it out to put the new one in. You have to pull it out. You have to undo the water line. There's supposed to be some kind of shutoff. These guys cannot find the shutoff to the water line. And he looks at me and he's like, do you know how to do this? And I'm like, I don't know. Is it my fucking job to install a refrigerator? I don't think so. And like, he looks at me, he's like, there should be a shutoff. You should know where that is. I'm like, bro, I just fucking bought this house. Why would I know anything about that? I didn't install it. And he was like, can you call the previous homeowner? Like, yeah, let me call her up. We're buddies. I bought her house and now we get dinner every 2 weeks. Obviously. So his solution, his brilliant solution is he just unhooks the water and the water is just like sprayed, and he just kinks the line real quick. Like he unhooks it and he knows it's not shut off and he's all surprised that water starts spraying everywhere. And so he just kinks the line and I'm like, okay, well, just hold the line kinked and that'll be fine. And he holds it up to me and is like, I'm going to need you to hold this so we can finish. And I'm like, you know what? Fine. I'm not going to make a joke about this or be angry. Fine. Do this. Get that fucking thing out of here. Bring the other one in here. Plug in the whatever. Let's do this. And so I'm standing in my own kitchen holding a water line with a bucket under it because it's even kinked off. It's still dripping, right? So I'm holding a little bucket to make sure we don't get any water everywhere. There's a front window in the kitchen. So I can see they bring the old one out. I see them go out to the front where their truck is and they're doing stuff. And then I see them with the new refrigerator and they bring it around. And so I know they're like on the way. I kind of see what they're making progress.
Yeah.
And then while I'm standing in the refrigerator, the backslider is open and I'm just standing there with the stupid kinked hose that I can't leave. And I just hear from the backyard, like, kerchink, whoosh. And then one guy goes, oh shit. And they just start rushing around. And I'm just standing here like, I can't go look. I don't know what's happening. It sounds like water is leaking. I have no idea where that would be coming from. They don't come in. They don't come ask me anything or like do anything so that I can help. They're just rushing around back there like, oh, put the thing. What if you did that? Like, I can kind of hear what they're doing. And Mandy is like working. Like, it's the middle of a Friday. Mandy is busy working. So I can't just be like, hey, come help. I stand there for maybe 10 or 15 minutes before I finally text Mandy and I'm like, I know you're busy, but some fucking terrible thing is happening. Like, please, you come just hold this so I can try and like help these idiots. And so she comes out and she's like, this is an inconvenience for her. I walk out there and there's water is erupting up out of the ground like a geyser has started gushing. I don't know what has happened. Apparently, what genius number two did is they had the fridge on a dolly wide ways, right? So it's the widest way it could be to drag it around. And there was a bush. They were trying to drag it through this little path that's like, it's like a sidewalk width. It's not a wide path, but it's wide enough if the refrigerator was sideways, it probably would have fit right through. They were going to drag it through wide ways and apparently just fucking destroy this bush. But also apparently inside this bush is a PVC pipe coming out of the ground that's part of like the irrigation system that I have no idea the details of it because it's been here since God knows when. It's super old and it's honestly, it's on my list of like, I need to have like a professional come look. This irrigation system is kind of old and janky. I don't know if it still works right or whatever. Like he just sees the bush and is like, fuck that bush. What he did was he dragged the fridge right through the bush and snapped off the fucking PVC pipe. And there's just a geyser of water coming up out of the ground. And what they were doing when I went out there, which is apparently what they had been doing the whole 10 minutes, is one of them was standing there staring, like thinking, and the other one had the broken off PVC pipe. It was trying to like jam it back on, like it was just gonna slip right back on. And like they looked over at me and were like he might as well, I don't remember what he said because the rage started boiling at this point inside of me. He looked over at me and like blankly looked at me and gestured at the water and looked at the water and looked back at me like, I'm gonna fucking fix it. Like I magically know what the hell is happening and how to fix this. Taking cleansing breaths, clenching my fists a little too hard, digging my nails into my palms, kind of hurts. Oh. Okay. God. Yeah. So like literally they did this. And the one guy who, apparently the guy who was standing there watching is the one who did it. And he looked at me and he was like, I can't believe that pipe was in there. It was hidden in there. And I just, it's an accident, you know? And like, I wish I had said this, but it's not like it's a little, it's not grass. It's not a flower or something you could like, ooh, push it over and scooch. It's a big fucking bush. To get the thing through where he got it through, he literally had to pull it up to that gap and it stopped. And he was like, ooh, this bush is in the way. And he was just like, no, it's not. Let's go. Oh. I don't know what led them to that action. but there's no version of that that's not just so fucking stupid that it makes me unbelievably angry. Like, even right now, and this has just happened a few hours ago now. I'm still so mad. Oh. Okay.
I don't know, man.
Like, I couldn't even. And so this leads to a whole series of, like, finally, I'm like, we need to shut the water off to the house, you fucking idiots. Like, you're not going to wedge that pipe back on there. It snapped off, doesn't fit back on. There's no super glue. There's no flex tape. We got to turn the water off to the whole house. And so the guy who seemed to be in charge of this was like, right, the water main. And he handed me the pipe and was like, hold this on there. Like, that was going to do something. Like, he was holding it on there. And you know, when you have a hose and you put your thumb over it and the water sprays out, that's what he was doing. He was not keeping any water inside of anything. He was just holding this pipe down and spraying water fucking everywhere. And he was like, you hold this, I'll go do the... And I, like, took it from him, and I did it for a minute, but I was standing there like, this isn't doing anything. Like, as I was doing it, I was like, he said hold it, I'm gonna hold... Why would I hold this? What is this doing? And eventually, I just set it down and walk out front, and he's, like, on the street. So the way water service works, generally, I think, in America, there's, like, a line that runs sort of along your street if you're in, like, a suburban area. Each house has, like, a line that comes off that main line that goes into the house. And so down where that connection is, where, like, your water meter might be, there's usually, like, a master shutoff, like, a main thing. But also, I didn't know this because I've not owned a house that had this before. I've only ever lived in apartments and townhouses or rentals where it wasn't my thing. Apparently, there's also always a main water shutoff inside the house. And so the one down by the street was, like, really difficult. It wouldn't budge. It was, like, seized up. This house was built in the 70s. It's fairly old. And so this pipe has been down here for a long time. And this dude is just, like, wanging away on it with a wrench and sprayed it with WD-40. And he's asking me if I have tools, which, like, I get that it's not part of his job to have to shut off the main water to a house. Yeah. But these dudes literally were looking at me like I was their boss. Every step of the way, they were like, it's not turning. Both turn and look at me. What do we do? And I'm standing here like, this doesn't seem like how you install a fridge. I don't know. I have different expectations. I'm as confused as you are. More probably. Oh, and so eventually, like, I'm sitting here Googling on my phone. Dummy number one and dummy number two are, like, hitting the pipe with a wrench, doing nothing, looking at each other. Nothing. Eventually, I'm Googling and I find some stuff that's like, there should be an outdoor shutoff and there should be an indoor shutoff. And I go start looking around my house frantically for any sort of valve I can shut off. Finally, after a solid half hour of water fucking destroying my backyard, flooding our patio. By the way, they left the brand new fridge that they had bragged back there. He got it a full 3 feet away from the water explosion before he set the fridge down and was like, ah, let me fix this. So this fridge is literally sitting in a muddy puddle getting sprayed with water for half an hour. Which, to be fair, I did not think of either, but I'm out here like my mind is exploding with rage that these guys just fucking broke, because it's not fixed still. So, like, my house is no longer flooding. Well, my patio, whatever, that's dramatic. So finally, I turn the water off and everything calms down for a second. And I look at these guys and they look pretty shaken because, like, sure, what did they just do? And I look at them and I'm like, okay, so how do we fix this? Like, do you have a plumber that you call? Do you call your boss? Like... you did this. How do you fix this? And he looks at me and he's like, you're going to have to talk to Lowe's about that. Apparently, these fucking guys don't even work for Lowe's. They work for a third-party company that Lowe's contracts to deliver. And I'm like, at this point, everything's calming down a little. I'm still so mad that I'm like, they looked like they were a little scared of me because my face was not pleasant. But I'm like, okay, I'm going to call Lowe's. You guys go do the fucking thing, put the fridge in there. I'm going to call Lowe's. I call, and my first thought is, okay, I'm going to get into the infinite loop of no one's going to answer, right? Because I just did this for a whole week. I call, and miraculously, a human answers the phone. And I explain, like, hey, your guys are here delivering a fridge. They ripped a thing out of the ground and flooded my backyard, and there's an active water leak. How do we fix this? and they said I should contact you. And he's like,
yeah, just one second.
And puts me on hold right away. Like, doesn't even let me respond. So I'm on hold for a couple minutes. Comes back. He's like,
okay, I talked to my manager. So what we have to do is you give me your information, like your name and your address and whatever, and we will initiate contact with the company that we contracted to do the delivery.
And in my mind, I'm like, wait. I'm talking to the guys who work for the company who just damaged my house, and they said I should talk to you. So the process is they direct me to you who make contact with them on my behalf. It's a whole thing. At this point, I'm like, all the water is off to our entire house, right? Sinks don't work. No running water whatsoever. Hopefully this will be fixed fast, like tomorrow, maybe today if we're lucky. And the guy's like,
yeah. So we'll make contact. And then within 24 to 48 hours, they will reach out to you and start the process of getting it scheduled to get this fixed.
And I'm like, okay, you understand. The water is off to my entire house right now. It's not acceptable that maybe within 48 hours, maybe we can start the process of maybe getting this fixed. And the guy's like,
that's the process. This is the process.
And I literally, this is a point where I start to lose it. Like, I'm super cordial. I've been a delivery driver. I've worked in food service. I know what it's like when people are totally shitty to you and you have to try and maintain, you know, decorum. You have to try and be professional. Mm-hmm. So even when people are terrible to me, I'm always like, oh, you know, I appreciate that. Like, try and be nice. And I say to this dude, like, what the fuck do you mean? This is the you hear me, right? Your company just damaged my house unrelated to what you're doing. I start swearing at this dude. I start saying, like, what the fuck? Like, my shit is broken right now. My fucking house doesn't have water. And he literally, I think I broke him a little. And he literally pauses and is like,
do you not want to do this process? Because this is the only process.
And like, I almost fucking threw my phone. And I get it, but this one random dude at the store is not going to fix my problem. But holy fuck, I almost yeeted my cell phone into space because and so I go through the whole thing. Apparently we're fucked at this point, right? We're just not going to have water for God knows how long, up to 2 days at minimum. In the back of my mind, I'm like, there's no way this is how this is resolved. This is completely unacceptable. But I know if I just call an emergency plumber myself and have them come fix it, there's no way I'm getting that fucking money back. Like, they're not going to pay me. They're going to be like, oh, you fixed it. Good. Thank you. And then never call me again.
Yeah.
And so at this point, I just calm down and I start talking to the dudes. They're almost done putting the fridge in. And the guy is like, well, there should be a way to turn off the, you know, irrigation system, right? Should have a separate water supply. And I'm like, okay, where would that be? And he's like, I don't know, man, it's your house. And I'm like, trying to stay calm. This is a new house, man. I don't know. Like, do you have any ideas? And he's like, nah, I don't know, man. It's all different. Every house is different. But there should be one. Like, you just got to turn that off and you'll be fine. And I'm like, okay, are you going to help me turn that off? And he's like, well, we're almost done with the fridge and then we'll be out of your hair. Like, no. So you're going to leave me with no water and a theory about a valve that will fix my problems in the short term. And this dude was not fucking out. They're doing the fridge and he's like, well, there's definitely a way to do what I'm talking about. You just have to find that. Oh, I'm livid at this point. You can tell because I'm still livid. I wander around. Eventually, I find a magical nozzle under a different spigot in an area I would never have guessed that turns off the water flow to the irrigation system. And we can have water in the house. Problem solved. Right as these guys are almost done with the fridge, I find this and I come in and I'm like, hey, I think I found the thing. Like, is the fridge hooked up? Can I turn the water onto the house? And he's like, yeah. We're all good. He looked me right in my fucking eyes and was like, see, I told you there'd be a thing. This fucking guy who just ruined my entire morning, damaged my house, damaged an irrigation system that's probably so fucking old it doesn't even, they don't even make replacement parts or some, there's gonna be some dumb shit from this where it's like, oh, we can't fix it. Oh no, well it's good. We can fix it in like 2 months or something. There's gonna be some fucking fallout from this. These fucking guys, and he looks me in my stupid bright red face and is like, see, I told you so. In that tone, my fists clenched at my sides. I have never been in a fight. I am not a confrontational person. I am generally polite and cordial with everyone, no matter how much of a dick they are to me. He said that. I didn't say shit. He said that to me. I clenched my fists and my jaw and just went, and just walked out to the garage and turned the water on. As I'm coming back inside, these dudes are gone. They are gone. I come into the house. I look out the back and the thing is not gushing. And I turn on a sink real quick and it's working. And I'm like, oh my God, you gotta be kidding me. It's fine. So we have water. The thing is, the irrigation is still broken, but I like it's isolated, so it'll be fine. We'll just get it fixed. It'll be fine. And as I'm standing at the sink in the kitchen, I'm looking out the front, and the dudes are like frantically like tossing their shit in the back of the truck, like tossing the tools, tossing the garbage that they had, the whatever, mm-hmm. the clothes in the back. And I'm like, they can't be leaving. Don't I have to sign something saying that I accepted this expensive appliance? They're just going to leave it. They just fucking eat everything in the truck and get in that motherfucker and speed off. Not another word. They knew what the fuck they did. They were fucking gone, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was my expression and my fist clenching or if they were just planning to do this the whole time. And now... So right before we started this, Manny texted me from the other room and is like, hey, water's not coming out of the fridge. Is it supposed to be getting cold? The fridge isn't cold and it doesn't seem to be working. And I just went out there and looked at it and it's not cold. It's been plugged in for like an hour. It's not getting cold. There's no water coming out. I'm hoping there's like a first time setup or some shit that you have to go through and push a certain thing of buttons or something. But like if they set it up incorrectly, if they just stopped what they were doing and were like, fuck, leave, fucking leave, get out of here. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to lose my fucking mind. I'm just going to start punching things or something God. Because I have rarely felt this angry in my entire life at anything.
If they ran because they knew it was broken and they were afraid.
Oh, my God.
Like all the water had somehow short-circuited something in the pump or something like that. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. I'm so sorry.
Do you still not know if your fridge works?
No. When I came back to record this, it was still 80 Jesus degrees Christ. Inside the fridge and the freezer, and no water was coming out, and there was no sign of any reason why that would be happening.
Yeah, everyone listening at home, please understand, this actually happened an hour ago. This is literally...
this all started at 9:30-ish a.m., and it's like it's just after 1 p.m. right now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There's nothing I love more... And I know it's not pleasant for you, Bob, but there's nothing I love more than indignant rage, Bob. It's so...
It's happened like same. Three times. Yeah, it takes so much to get me here.
It's so rare, but God, it's beautiful.
Well, the first dudes broke something else, right? The gas line wasn't working?
Yeah, so the first delivery, the fridge got dented. They claimed it wasn't them.
Yeah.
I had no evidence they did it, but it was dented and they were trying to get me to accept it anyway, and they screwed up the gas line, which was an easy fix. The problem was more than I didn't know that the earthquake shutoff thing even existed. Once I learned what that was, it took me like 5 minutes to fix it. So right now in my backyard, there's a piece of pipe with a relay on top of it laying in the backyard. There's a dirt all over everything on the patio, including my grill, which was like 2 feet away from this incident. Like, it's this very first world problem. It'll clean off. I understand that. But like, my whole backyard's a fucking explosion mess right now. And I just, the fucking gall on that dude. Like, every step of the way was that exact same tone of like, see, I told you.
Let me check it. Hey, let me measure it.
Ugh.
It sounds like the needs more mud guy all over again, dude. I feel that. Like, I feel that guy. He's the Californian version of, it just needs more mud.
Better get more mud.
See, man, I told you more mud would fix it.
For those of you who don't know what this reference is, watch the Drown Man series on youtube.com/Markiplier.
Yeah.
I also humbly surrender for this episode because there's literally nothing I could say that would ever compete with that story.
Well, now listen, I'm the judge, and so I feel like I need to assign some points here.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Bob, for getting so royally fucked in all this mess, I award you 69 points.
Thank you.
Mark, for yielding your time and not even trying to compete, I'm actually going to give you 20,000 points.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but for today only, at least for my hosting standards, we're going to go by golfing rules, so lesser points wins, so Bob's still the winner.
All right, that's fair. All right, you got
I clenched my fists. I just wanted you to know. This is all kind of a bit, but it's also kind of not a bit. This is the kind of rage that lasts.
I was too afraid to actually not let you win, Bob, but I had to at least build the suspense.
I don't know when we're going to be in the same room again, but I don't know if it's far enough in the future, Wade, for you to fuck around with this. Okay, I just want you to know. I just want you to think about that.
You win, Bob, by a large you're so far under par, Bob.
Yeah, no, I believe that they ran away because, I mean, for those of you who don't know, Bob is 6'4". He's not a small guy, very intimidating in the right circumstances. So I imagine they were very fearful, just like I would be in that situation.
See, man, told you it'd all work out fine.
I mean, there's a refrigerator in my kitchen, so it's close, right?
Worst case, you go buy some ice, you toss it in there, and the ice will keep things cold in your ice box.
Yeah, just go buy some ice at the store, put that in the ice maker, and that'll keep everything else cold.
Yeah, fair, fair.
Oh, man, I've hurt. This hurts.
Oh,
all
by the
of
way,
it hurts.
Off topic, but I just looked at the bottom. My feet are covered in blood.
What?
It's fake blood.
Oh, Jesus.
It's fine.
You can't just kind of lead off with that part.
Last night we were filming, so it was just a lot of blood. So I looked down at my feet. I'm like, am I okay? And it's just like, oh, yeah, wait. No, I was walking in blood yesterday and I didn't shower. So I'm good. Mm. I'm okay.
I hope that the editor just takes that down to, yeah, I was walking around in blood yesterday. I didn't shower, but everything's okay.
All right, Judge Man, wrap it up.
All right, that's it. Thank you again to our sponsors for this episode. Appreciate all of you guys. Or I appreciate you, one guy. I appreciate the two of you.
What do you say?
What happened? Are you, read the script, man. Read the script.
Oh, thank you to our sponsors for...
Jesus Christ.
I had to do it. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Distractable. Brought to you by Wood Elf. Make sure you're subscribed so you always know when there's a new episode. Follow Wood Elf Media for latest updates. Follow us. You can find Bob. Bob. Facebook. Bob, you say.
Facebook. I stream on Facebook.
Mormon. Facebook.com/MySkirm. Mark, you can find YouTube.com/Markiplier.
Game.
I'm Lord Minion 777. We'll see you guys in whatever the hell happens next week. Congrats on the win, Bob.
Yeah, congrats.
Podcast out!